Paris Bercy here with Ron Lachine, JT's newest signee, Ron Lachine. First of all, let's touch on Bercy. Is first time back since you raced?
Yeah, first time back since I think 1996 was the last time I rode here.
Oh, you were retired and still coming here?
Yeah, I was racing a lot of European Supercross stuff, German Supercross Series. I think I'd gotten my last win in Ghent. And that after that they were like, man, maybe come back and do Bercy one more time. So I got invited back, and that was the last time I rode it.
Memories about here? Memories from here? Just
yeah, a lot of good memories. Yeah. A couple bad ones. A couple big crashes here. The first year I came here, Rick Johnson landed on my back and knocked me out, and I woke up in the hospital with all these French guys talking around
really?
Me and stuff.
Yeah.
So that was kind of bad. But, I've had some wins here, mm-hmm. and it used to be one of the biggest races to win. They had a really big cup and kind of was a prestigious trophy, and it's definitely one you wanted to win.
All you legends are here for JT Racing Legends, and you got a good amount of applause. Not as big as J&B, but the fans still seem to remember.
So. No, I'm super stoked. Like I said, coming back over, I was in Belgium a couple weeks ago, and now I'm here in France, and it's really cool to see some of the French people that I haven't seen, fans.
You recognize them, yeah.
People that work around in the industry here in Europe, and mm-hmm. that were still there, when I was racing, and they're still here doing it, and it's really cool to see some of those faces again.
You won some nights here, never the overall. Though never the king, but you've won some nights.
No, never the king, and I think I really only have one overall night win. That was in '88.
Mm-hmm.
It's being such a small stadium, like an arena cross, and the start being so critical. It's pretty tough to put three nights together.
Even
if you're the fastest guy, something always seems to happen, or get caught up in the first turn, or and we used to not run out of the stadium, so it was a little bit smaller even then back in the day.
Brock was saying something about an incident with you and RJ. Was that what he was talking about? Or was there something in the tunnels, too?
No, I never – maybe in 96 I raced here, and I think I even raced here maybe 93, but I don't ever remember. I think in 96 they were going through the tunnels, but – Yeah, I would imagine that's probably the incident. I've seen a lot of photos of it, and I think Rick was actually honestly scared, and it was a yellow flag incident, and I didn't jump the double, and he jumped it, he says he stepped off and pushed me out of the way so that he didn't land on me, but as him pushing me, it just sent me into the face of the jump even harder, so that's what knocked me out, and I said, it was it is what it is. It's a racing incident, and no hard feelings.
Talk about JT a little bit. They obviously, when they relaunched, first time you heard that they were coming back, what were your thoughts? Like, huh? What?
I was pretty surprised. I heard about it probably over a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, really early in the stages, and obviously I was interested, but some of the stuff that I saw was a little skeptical for me at that time, being with Troy Lee for so long, and it was going to take something pretty special to get me away from Troy. I don't just jump ship for nothing, but being a longtime JT rider back in the day and seeing kind of what their vision was and their dedication to the brand and also bringing back and hanging out with these guys again, all these past legends. It's just a really cool group of guys, and it's something special. So
and you're still riding a lot, and so the stuff works. You like it?
Oh yeah. I've been running in it all year now, and the pants are really nice, super comfortable. Mm-hmm. The jerseys are nice and vented, and the stuff works great. I've been motoing in it for a while, and it seems to be holding up really good. So I'm stoked.
Went to a press conference yesterday to introduce it. Dalmatian's coming out. Which you pioneered in '89.
They have some new designs and some new gear coming out here for the fall, and they're also talking about a Dalmatian line, so super stoked on that to maybe have another gear line under my name again, 25 years later. That's pretty cool.
Who would ever thought, right? You retired, you're like, it's cool. It's good.
Even just signing autographs like we did today, the last couple of days, and being out in front of the fans and, on center stage again is pretty cool.
What was the weirdest thing a fan said to you in 3 days here? Anybody come up, any old helmets or jerseys or anything?
I was hoping to find my helmet. The night I did win here in '88, I set my helmet down and it was just gone.
In
2 seconds. And I was hoping the guy would show up to have me sign it or something. I'd steal it back.
Take it back, right, exactly. And then how's things at Maxima? That's your real job.
Maxima's doing really well. As you know, we've won 4 of the 5 championships this year with the Pro Circuit guys in Villopoto. So we've had a really good run the last few years. We're just looking to keep extending that on through the years. And we're about ready to launch into the automotive line. So that's something new. And we also are doing the Pro Filter line. So the filters are doing really well. And Maxima's growing. And
jeez, dude, between the dealer shows for Maxima, the Belgium Supermoto race, this thing, JT.
Yeah,
you're back on the road.
Yeah, pretty much. It's crazy. It's almost over. I was thinking before the Belgium thing, like, wow, a couple long trips to Europe, and now here I am sitting Sunday. I'm ready to go home again tomorrow. So time's flying, and I can't deny I'm having a great time.
Yeah, how'd the Belgium Supermoto thing go? You're not a big Supermoto guy, but.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of experience going in. I tried to get a couple rides in before I went, but I really never got a chance to ride one of the Supermoto bikes in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my expectations were low, and I kind of let them know that I was pretty much a beginner at it. But it rained 3 days in a row, and I think that actually took a little bit of the pressure off, too, because it was going to be a little bit slower, and I thought, you know, I'd probably do a little better in the mud than maybe some of the road race guys and stuff, and I actually went down in my in the Star Biker class, which was my race. I went down on the first lap in the dirt and lost my goggles, and I couldn't get the bike started, so I didn't have a real good finish in that, but I came back in the super final and started pretty far in the back, and I finished 3 places behind Jeff Ward. Yeah. I ended up beating Ben Bostrom, so I was pretty stoked.
Yeah, Ward, you said you caught on quick. He was impressed. I was asking him about it.
I actually found some lines the last one and just put my head down, kept my goggles on, which was a big thing. And like I said, it was just raining for three days straight, so it was a pretty amazing experience.
Last question. When you've been motoring a lot, I've heard from the guys at the test track, you're still riding good. What have you lost, or what do you notice like you don't have anymore? Or, I mean, obviously you lost a lot of weight, so that helps. But like,
I guess
what
just,
do you think?
Just the one thing I would say is maybe I'm think about what I'm doing a little more.
Back
in the day, I would just go out, and if there was some jump that I thought could be done, or you know, I was the first one to try it, and you know, I would just risk a lot more than I will now. I try to take it a little, you know, step back a little bit.
Now you're like, I gotta work.
Get comfortable, and I really don't want to get hurt. I mean, I don't like to ride slow. I like to push myself, but on the other hand, I got to go to work on Monday, and I want to try to stay safe and be able to play golf after I'm done riding and fishing. So
yeah, cool. Well, hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And good job on everything.
Thanks, bud. Good to see you.